Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight on the media war on civilization. I'm going to show some examples of subversion by the press and how they're actively laughing in everybody's faces. The New York Times shows pictures of terrorists burning a city down and then describes them as demonstrators. Three people were shot, one fatally in Kenosha tonight. Law enforcement is investigating whether the shooting stemmed from a conflict between self-styled militias guarding a gas station and demonstrators. If you look at the language being used, the implication is that evil militias were shooting peaceful demonstrators outside a gas station. So let's ask, why are they protesting a gas station, and what could possibly go wrong if you set fire to it?
You make the sun shine brighter,
we have terrorists trying to destroy our country, and many of them work at the New York Times. Now let's move on to Canada. Bravo, Canada. Canada is transforming what used to be the world's largest coal plant into a huge solar farm. We have the solutions. Let's just do it. And there they show the smokestack from a coal plant coming down. What could possibly go wrong with turning the world's largest supply of reliable energy into a solar plant in Canada? Other than the fact that 4 months a year the sun hardly shines in Canada and that the solar panels will often be covered with snow. So Canada will run short of electricity during the months when it's coldest and they need the electricity the most. This once again appears to be active sabotage of civilization. Now let's move on to George Floyd. It turns out that the initial autopsy revealed no physical evidence suggesting that Mr. Floyd died of asphyxiation. And he also had fatal levels of drugs in his bloodstream. So the press launched all of these riots and a second wave of COVID infections based on misinformation. Now let's move on to COVID. The Daily Mail reports Usain Bolt tests positive for COVID days after celebrating his 34th birthday at a party with no mask. So the implication here is that he got sick because he wasn't wearing a mask. But it says right on the mask box that it will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or other viruses or contaminants. The article also doesn't say that he got sick. All that it says is that he tested positive. The vast majority of people who test positive aren't actually sick. This is simply more propaganda designed to spread fear and enforce compliance with useless tyrannical mask mandates. Now let's look at what's going on in U.S. schools. They are psychologically torturing our children. Children are being taught that every other child is a threat to their survival. What better way to destroy the mental health of children and bring down a civilization fast? And never mind that the CDC says that flu is 5 to 10 times deadlier for school children.
School districts will begin to wrestle with this. I think it is important to try to be factual as we go through this. When we look at right now the mortality of this particular COVID virus, in the first almost 218,000 people we looked at February to July, there was 52 individuals under the age of 18. And if I recollect, about 35 were actually school age. Some of them were younger than school age. We're looking critically at those individuals, and you know, clearly there's an increase in comorbidities related to significant medical conditions that we've already assessed. But I think that's important because what that means actually is the risk per 100,000 so far, you know, into the outbreak, 6 months into it, is in fact that we're looking at about 0.1 per 100,000. So another way to say that, it's 1 in a million. I'm not trying to belittle that. I'm just trying to make sure we look at it proportional, because if you do the same thing for influenza deaths for school-age children over the last 5 years, they're anywhere from 5 to 10 times greater. So I want people to understand the risk properly as they make that decision. And obviously influenza we also benefit from having therapy and a vaccine. So I don't want people to overestimate the risk of serious illness to individuals that are school age.
The evidence is overwhelming that the press and social media are working to bring down our civilization, and they're doing a pretty effective job at it. Toto thinks that people should turn off their televisions and stop supporting the people who are trying to destroy them. You can visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com.